season and the way they're approaching preparation?
I think right now we're trying to get into a rhythm. You know, these guys haven't been together and without obviously none of the OTAs or mini camps, and so there's a history that certainly Eli has with Mario Manningham and Hakeem Nicks, and now it's just a matter of having some of the other guys fill in those roles and get into kind of the same groove as the other guys and all of us getting back into the concept of football. So I think right now it's just a matter of us trying to get reestablished in our system and get into a good rhythm amongst the quarterbacks and the receivers.
Ryan Parrell is kind of a guy that no one knows a lot about right now. What has he shown here so far, and what are his chances?
Ryan Parrell is an exciting young prospect. He's athletic, he's a strong arm. He was in a system in the UFL last year, which is very similar. So from a learning standpoint, he's a step ahead of what most young prospects, young rookies, first-year players would be. And so he's shown a great attitude. He's making some good plays. He's forcing a few bad plays, but we're working on that, but excited that he's here.
Mike, what do you think not having Kevin Boss here will mean to Eli?
Well, obviously Kevin Boss was a great target for us in both the green zone and red zone area and out in the field, and someone that we talked a little bit earlier about chemistry that Eli had established a good chemistry with, and so it's just going to be a matter of somebody else having to step up and fill that role. And, you know, from the standpoint of what we do, we're just going to have to feature what some of the other talents of some of the other prospects, Travis Beckham, some of the things that he can do. Some of the other players that we have, Bear Pasco, are going to have to step up and fill that void.
What are you looking for in regards to the backup quarterback situation? What do you want from your backup?
Well, he's got to be somebody that can carry the load, that can go through and in the event that there's, you know, heaven forbid something happened to Eli, that can come in there and we don't have a huge drop-off. And obviously Eli's expertise and his experience and his command of this offense has been tremendous and continues to improve. And it's going to be a learning curve for anybody to come in without those reps to be able to play at that same level. But it can't be a scenario in which if there is a circumstance which would have a backup quarterback step on in, we'd have to change drastically what we do. We'd like to have as minimal drop-off as possible.
How is Eli from kind of both sides, the target side and the quarterback side? How long does he need to kind of get comfortable with somebody? And is he kind of a fast person when it comes to the chemistry part?
You know, they did some work in the off season there at Bergen Catholic and getting together there in Hoboken. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the history that he has already with Hakeem, for example, and with Mario Manningham and even some of the work that he had last year with Victor Cruz. I think it definitely is a situation where we have to maximize every single opportunity that we get out here at practice. But I think he is a quick study, and I think there's just such a level of anticipation that he has, a command, again, of this offense and the decision that he makes, that he really does a great job of reinforcing some of those concepts and principles to the receivers to help everybody get on the same page, so to speak.
What's David Carr, how much, you know, catch-up does he really have to do? I mean, he's been out of the offense for a year.
There's been recollection. There's been a lot that David has been able to remember, that what we've done, and with him being in the system for 2 years, that's obviously to his advantage. A lot of the terminology and a lot of the verbiage is coming back to him, and we're working him into the system, and it's added depth and competition at the position.
Has the system stayed the same mostly since then?
Pretty much. I mean, there's always going to be things in the off season. You sit back and you take a look at what we can improve upon and what you can add, what you take out. But essentially, it's a very similar system, and so it's just a matter of him trying to dust off the cobwebs and get back in the groove of our offense.
At this time last year, you had a situation where you're looking for anyone to throw the ball. You know, you had injuries and sores in the league with Eli. With four guys, how are you splitting up, you know, the throws each practice?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, trying to make sure that Eli gets the maximum amount of work to get back into a good rhythm and get into a good groove and identify who the top receivers are. You know, he's getting the majority of the reps, and of course, Sage Rosenfels, who's come in with us last year and was able to have a good understanding conceptually of what we do, but, you know, without any OTAs or minicaps, this is really his first opportunity to put it to practical use. So he's making the most of those opportunities. And then I think when you look at David and Ryan, David having been with San Fran last year and Ryan being brand new, those guys are both have exposure. They have some familiarity with what we do, but it still comes a matter of those guys making the most of the opportunities that they get. So every rep is precious, and especially given the fact that we lost out on those OTAs and minicamps. So, that, you know, the main focus, as always, will be to get Eli in the position where he's feeling good about the receivers and gets a good rhythm and a comfort level of anticipation of what they're going to do and how they're going to react.
Is there a pitch count for Eli, so to speak?
Not necessarily. I think what we look at as we divide up the reps right now with the depth at the offensive line, we're able to go three deep. And typically those reps could be divided along the lines of a third, a third, and a third. But in certain instances and certain scenarios, we'll give him more reps as the situation would dictate. And that kind of comes from the head coach and from the coordinator.
I know you're on the other end of things now, but some guys have been making plays out here for your quarterback, Luke Raynaud. Guys, we see a whole lot of receivers last year. Your eyes are lining up. Are you excited about?
Yeah, I am. I really am. And I think that there are some young guys, and there's no question things are different. There's some different faces out here, a lot on both sides of the ball, and there's some voids to fill. But when you see a guy like D-Ray make some plays, who was with us as a returner last year, and even yesterday inside, some of the stick moves, and you see a Victor Cruz and some of the things that he's bringing to the table. Some of these young guys, you know, Sean's doing a heck of a job with them, and you do get excited about seeing someone that can fill that void, you know, to, you know, because the people who are here, and those that aren't, you know, you can't worry about that. So it is exciting to see a guy like D-Ray, who's definitely stepped up and made a few plays and showed some flashes.
Do you